This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Because you know it's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand.
Welcome to the All About That Brand podcast with Grace Lanning. Grace is a certified personal branding strategist coaching business leaders on how to tell a compelling story about who they really are on and offline. Join me in welcoming Grace Lanning.
Hello, it's Friday morning. I know you're thinking about the weekend, but you are going to so enjoy our guest today, Kimberly Alexander. How are you?
Hello, Grace. I am so excited to be here. Wonderful.
Great. Kimberly is the founder of the Results Map and the Grow Grid programs. And I have to tell you, coming back from her two-day intensive to learn all about the Grow Grid and how to expand my programs, I have to tell you, I was wildly impressed, not only with Kimberly, you know, because you're awesome.
I love it.
But also the fabulous partners that you have around you and the quality of the people in the room. I'm gushing over the experience I had. Thank you so much.
Oh, and I just loved having you there. What a treat.
Yeah, it was super fun, you know, to go from being on the stage in high heels and then just joining us for a glass of wine and your flip-flops. I just really, that warmed my heart and made me feel like you were leading and you were still part of the team. It really was a very special experience.
Love it. Thank you. And, you know, like we say, we just love to keep it real, right?
Yes, right? Absolutely. It makes a difference. And for our listeners, if you're wanting to check Kimberly out while we're talking today, head to Kimberly Alexander Inc., INC.com. And of course, we're talking about on the All About That Brand podcast. We're talking certainly about branding and specifically about personal branding. And I would love, Kimberly, for you to share a little bit about your experience with eWomen Network. So you've been a member for quite some time, correct?
Yes, I've been a member for over 4 years. And, you know, I initially joined eWomen Network for the community. I was more serving in more of that corporate circuit. I was an entrepreneur, but serving corporately. And, you know, I just wasn't getting filled up and I just didn't have a lot of like-minded women around me. And so I initially joined eWomen Network specifically for the community. And of course, then, you know, it's that and then some. And when my business organically transformed to serving women entrepreneurs. And, you know, just like any organization, the deeper you go in it, you know, the more you get from it personally and the more you can give back. And so I joined eWomen Platinum, which is really just there's just so many greats in that group. And I always am just completely inspired being around the eWomen Platinum group. And then I'm also a premier success coach. And I'm just truly honored to serve our organization in helping people grow their biz.
Yeah, and you sure do. I think you and I met at the Platinum event last year.
We did.
And we just kind of fell in love. I don't know, what's the female version of a bromance? I mean, we just fell in love sharing wine, sharing experiences. And then I saw you again sitting, you know, in your premier success coach
booth
mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And that was my first experience of the results map. And, you know, I started to read it and I thought, oh my gosh, Kimberly's so much more than I, you know, originally was sharing a glass of wine with a colleague. You know, you really have so much to offer so many people who are wanting to share their message online. And really the building blocks of cultivating not just their business brand, but also their personal brand. So you do something very, very special. I hope you know that.
Oh, thank you. I am touched. Thank you. And lucky to know you. That's without question.
Go back to when you were a kid. You know, what was your first discovery of the concept of branding?
You know, I have to say, I love that question. And I have to say, I remember being, I think I'm going to be dating myself, but maybe 10 years old. And remember Jordache and Shaminda Fergie?
I'm dated right there with you. Yes, I do.
And it was all about, you know, having those Jordache jeans. And, you know, when polos were in, you know, having like the polo t-shirts. And that is one of the biggest things when I saw that question that stuck out to me, is I remember I just had to have those Jordache jeans.
Yeah, and you were willing to work extra hard to earn money to buy them yourself.
Hours and hours of chores to get those jeans. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, love it.
And, you know, take a sidestep with me and think about, when did you really realize the difference between, say, branding a pair of sneakers or a pair of jeans and branding someone as a personal brand?
Right. So looking at kind of what the, realizing the difference in that.
Yeah, that you could actually brand a person, not just a product.
Yes, exactly. You know, and when I really realized the value and what it means to personally brand yourself is kind of going back when I was in the corporate world, I headed up field development and training for about the last decade of my corporate arena. And what I found is I always worked for companies that had what I call like national independence. So they were entrepreneurs, but they had, you know, a nationally branded name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how can, you know, 10,000 people, you know, represent the same thing, but be successful in their own business? And that's when I finally realized. And what I saw was the people that were the most successful is what was, yes, I mean, riding on the coattails of, you know, a big brand name, but then also creating their own brand around themselves that made them special, that made them unique, and that really drew specific people to them. And what I found, Grace, is that these people grew their business smarter, they grew their business faster. And, you know, we are in just such a wonderful world of business that what I like to say is real is in. And showing up transparent, showing up safe for their audience. And so I really first got that realization of what personal branding, not only what it meant, but why it was so important. You know, because it isn't just quote unquote business anymore. Business has become very personal in this new entrepreneurial way of doing business. And so it is, it's getting raw and real with the people that you serve. And what I found, it's much easier to do that with your name out in front as the forefront versus hiding behind necessarily a brand name. And so I saw the power in that. I saw the serving ability in that. And that's when I really realized that there was something incredibly special to personal branding.
Yeah, excellent. And you didn't say this word, I don't think, but it was something that was very clear and present at the event in Denver last week. And that is the concept of authenticity.
Yes.
And, you know, you can personal brand someone with anything, but if it doesn't really resonate with who they are and what they're up to in the world, then it falls flat, right?
Yes, exactly. And authenticity is an incredibly powerful word. And also too is, you know, when you are putting your name out there, you know, and personally branding yourself, you know, there is, yes, there are the programs that support, you know, what you do and what you teach to. But also too, it's around your story and, you know, giving and within that story, there is credibility. There is the reasons as to why you do that, but it really connects the personal side of things with business. So it makes you this real person that had real challenges, real issues, real problems, and how you overcame that. So it's really portraying, you know, the culture and the flavor of your brand, you know, and connecting it to an actual person. And there's something that people I find really resonate with that over just a brand name, you know.
I agree.
So really, it can really bring power to your brand and really help people resonate with you and connecting the dots of what you can do for them.
Wonderful. And, you know, you're really giving people permission to have times during the year where you're pushing hard to launch a component of the program, and then you're relaxing, and then you push and you relax. And so you're going into a relaxed mode, it feels like, with what it is that you're promoting online. There's a whole lot going on behind the scenes. You're taking action and following up on all of that. But What are you doing? What's your personal branding plan through the end of the year, through the holiday season?
In regards to how I'm building the brand or kind of how I'm serving outward?
Yeah, how you're serving outward. How are you getting Kimberly in front of her audience just through the holiday season?
Love it. Well, I have, you know, there with me, Grace, there's always a strategy behind everything. And, you know, what I am doing is, you know, throughout the year, you know, I have quarter to quarter, I really kind of take my audience by the hand and just really guide them through the year. And, you know, what people need in the second and third quarter and what they need in the fourth quarter are generally very, very different. So in, I'm a growth strategist by trade. So I show and guide and give the tools for women entrepreneurs on how to scale their business. So how to create revenue streams and how to serve their audience in a stronger way. And so in the fourth quarter, people really are looking at, okay, what does next year look like? So in the fourth quarter, I am focused on strategic planning. So looking at, you know, and it's not necessarily, yes, it's to build business, but strategic planning in regards to how you're going to grow your brand into the next year, how you are going to scale revenue streams in the next year, and how you are going to show up. So we do some element of sales planning because you've got to look at profit, you've got to look at revenue, you've got to look at expenses and things like that. So we do talk about those things, but really big in part, Grace, is, you know, you've got to look at your main objective for the year. Like, what do you want 2018 to be? You know, what are really the top three planned accomplishments that will actually support that objective? So when you look up this time next year in 2018, what is that one big thing that you want to complete? What are the three top things that will get you there? And what are those revenue streams that will serve your audience well, but also support the growth of your brand? And one of the biggest things that I love to say is it's not about building a company, it's about growing a brand. And I'm going to repeat that. It's not about building a company. It's about growing a brand. It's all about building that culture and that belief in a high quality brand that people will resonate with and want to be a part of. That's what will make the register ring. Not, we don't want to look at transactions. We want to look at that trust and that quality brand that can really change people's lives. And so that is what I focus on in the fourth quarter is planning to grow and build and serve through your brand. And then, you know, I always say, take care of the peeps and the business will follow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's what I focus on.
That's awesome. And do you find it challenging to sit down and do the strategic planning for yourself? Again, this is year going into year five.
Yes.
So at the end of every year, you know, there's some discipline to it, huh?
There is. In fact, I have actually got my planning done for 2018. I usually do it. Blake is my director of operations and really kind of runs all the logistics of the company. And so him and I will sit down in October and we will flush everything out. And the reason for that is I've got a team of eight people and we have meetings with the team between November and December. So our ducks need to be in a row a little bit sooner because people are waiting on us, you know, to give them guidance for the next year. But yes, so we do. We sit down and we always review, Grace, what went well and what can we improve upon? You know, where do we want to elevate and grow the brand and expand the brand in the next year? And what are the needs behind that? You know, what do we need to invest in? What different buckets of biz, which are revenue streams, do we need to pull back on? And what, you know, is our audience looking for? So do we have any gaps in how we're serving? And are people asking for specific ways for us to show up to serve them well? You know, one of the things that we need to be very clear on is that it really is not about us at all. It's about serving our audience in the way they need us to serve them. And so that, you know, if anyone can just take anything away from that podcast, this podcast, that is it, is that we need to make the decisions on how our audience needs us to show up. And so that's what Blake and I talk about. And that's what we plan to is, you know, what do we need to invest in and how do we need to show up? And then also, too, what growth do we need personally? I work with a coach every single year, big in part, and I'm always usually working with someone 1 to 2 years out on how I can leverage and show up in my role to be even better for my audience. And so, you know, I'm always working with and making the decisions on who I work with based on the type of growth that the brand needs, so I can show up even better for my audience to serve them well.
Got it. So Kimberly, if you did a search for growth strategist, you know, there are many different people doing, call it business consulting, growth coaching. There's a lot of people out there in the world doing that. What do you think your specific differentiation is there?
Oh, I love that question. You know, I'm a growth strategist by trade. You know, the end result, you know, we always want to talk end results in branding is, you know, women want to, my typical audience is women that have a very intentional purpose that want to serve, you know, not only the country, but the world well. And in order to do that, you know, big money and big serving takes big money. And so showing women how to break past 6 figures and grow to 7 figures so they can share their message with the world. I mean, that's really kind of the true intentional audience and primary audience that I serve. But oh my gosh. And can you refresh me? What was the question?
Yeah. So
I'm on a tangent. I'm sorry.
You know, we're tracking. I'll restate it a little differently. You know, a growth coach, growth consultant, you know, there are a lot of people out there in the world promising that they can deliver growth to a company. Right. So what makes KA different?
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. I got off on a tangent there. So growth strategist by trade. Okay, so showing women how to build past 6 figures and grow to 7. But really what my specialty and expertise is within that is I'm a true expert at building programming and showing you how to scale revenue streams in the right way. So it's not just about poof, like putting something together, throwing a price tag on it and putting it out there. There is a true science to building really strong 5-star programming and content that will truly show transformation to your audience. So that is really my expertise overall, is people will come to me to learn how do I really take my programming and how can I build it out to serve in a 5-star way and how to really grow it and scale it so I can really serve my audience from, you know, anyway, from a low price point, low experience, all the way up to a high and everything in between. So if you have the right programming in place, you should be able to create anywhere from 18 to 24 revenue streams build to a seven-figure platform and serve your audience from the time they come in to work with you to the time they are done more. I always call it staying in your expertise, staying in your lane. They should be able to stay with you anywhere from 3 to 5 years, serving them over and over and over again. Not to get tons of money from them, but to continue to serve them well. So that's really where I'm the expert in. And what comes in around that, Grace, is ensuring that like your foundational platform is secured. So understanding, you know, your expertise and who you serve and how you show up right for your audience. And then how to put it out in the world in the right way. So talking about pure branding. So, you know, we're not all meant to serve the masses. You know, there's a specific lane that you can serve the right people in. And so you can have this incredible brand, you can have this incredible program, but it's the way that we show up for our audience and how we get it out in the world. So that's kind of the main elements of what I teach to in order to really show up 5-star and do really good work in the world.
Yeah, I think, Kimberly, people buy from people.
Yes, without question.
They don't buy the program. They buy the person that rolled the program out. And yes, they resonate first with that person, and then they figure out where in that programming they might fit in. And you have a phrase. There's a 3-part phrase that you always say for readiness. What is it?
Yeah. So in order to serve, I think this is what you're talking about. In order to serve your audience well, it's through time, budget, readiness, and experience.
That's right.
Yes. Time, budget, readiness, and experience. So serving, those are the 4 ways that your audience will invest in you and trust in you. And when you are showing up in those 4 ways, like I've got a couple books, and I always say, sometimes you've got to be okay with people being okay with the $20 book, you know, and if they got everything they need from them, you've served them well and feel good in that. And so, that is the biggest thing that I have found is, not everyone's going to show up and spend thousands of dollars with you, but can you put a $20 book in front of them or a $97 workshop or podcast or something like that? And can you serve them in that way? And then can they grow with you and learn deeper from you through added time, you know, budget, readiness, and experience? Some people love to learn from the screen, and some people love to learn face-to-face in a live event, on a mountain trail, whatever that looks like. And so it's showing up and serving your audience in that way. And I love that you said, I mean, you just nailed right there, personal branding is people buy from people. And that is one of the things that personal branding can really bring out is the person behind the program is really what that personal branding is. And so that is just perfection right there, Grace. I love that you shared that.
Yeah, clearly you and I resonate on a whole bunch of levels, right?
Yes.
And, you know, you are so generous with the room, you know, 50, 60 ladies in a room. And some of those women had been in a mastermind with you for months, and they're on top of their game. They're powerful. They're clear about who they are and what they're delivering. And there were many women in the room that kind of were there and weren't 100% sure why they were there. But now they're in a conversation of, you know, what is my niche, right? What is it I want to deliver? Who do I want to serve? And, you know, I think this is the softball for you here is for our podcast audience today, if you were going to have them start their journey in that discovery, where would you guide them to?
Ooh, love it. So there are 3 things that when you are, whether you are further down the road or you're just getting started, I find that this can be a go back to the basics, or this could be something new for you. But this is really some secret sauce of what 96% of entrepreneurs don't figure out and don't want to own. And when you do this, It will be game changing for you and having your audience be able to find you, get you, and need you sooner than and doing, you know, cutting your networking by 80% and having the right people show up in front of you. I'll tell you what the three are, and then I'll kind of do a quick explanation of each.
Okay.
So it's owning your niche and your expertise is one. Two is really understanding and owning who you serve, so who your primary audience is. And three, owning your foundational platform. So when you look at your niche and expertise, and Grace, you saw, I mean, I did an hour talk on this from stage just alone, but your niche and your expertise is everything. And I hope people are really noting this. And you might think, yeah, I know what I'm the expert in, but think about, you know, why you. So, you know, there's 1,000 business coaches out there. There's health coaches. There's life coaches. There's branding. There's social media. I mean, there's hundreds and thousands of people all doing a lot of the same things. So the more you niche in yourself within your expertise. So, for example, don't say you're a social media expert. You're a social media expert in what? And you always want to look at what end result you bring your audience. That is what your expertise is. And so the more you drill down and the more you really own your niche and what your true expertise is, like Grace had shared with you all, is I'm a growth strategist. Well, even then, there's a lot of people that teach you how to grow business, but really, what's my thing? You know, and my thing is programming. You know, I'm an expert in programming and showing you how to scale revenue streams. Okay. And there's a lot of different learning around that. But at the end of the day, that is what I'm the expert in. So what are you the expert in? So the more you drill down and the more you feel like, ooh, but I'm going to be leaving so many things out. But you know what, people, it's an expert's world and people want to hire experts. It's the only people I hire. Don't be a hybrid of stuff. Don't do five different things. Do one thing, do it well, and go deep. The next thing is who you serve. And it's just like expertise, drill down. So instead of me saying, you know, I'm a business coach working with entrepreneurs on from, you know, day one up to, you know, working for 10 years, you know, but I can show you how to grow your business versus very, very specific. You know, I'm a growth strategist specializing in programming and scaling revenue streams. I work with women entrepreneurs that are coaches, speakers, authors. And my secondary audience is service-based businesses. Okay, like very, very, very specific. And the more specific you are, the easier it will be to find you, get you, and connect the dots to your audience needing you. The register will ring much quicker. The last thing is, so we have expertise and niche, we have who you serve. The last thing is your foundational platform. And that's really the main thing that you teach to or the main thing that you serve to. So kind of what's your main package? What is the main thing that no matter what you teach every single client, regardless of why they come in to work with you, what is that main thing that you teach to? That is your foundational platform, and that's what your personal brand will become known for. So what is the main thing that you teach to? And that is what you put out on social media. That's what you market. That's what you brand. That's what's on your business card. That is what you are known for, which mirrors in what your expertise is. So those first three things, I like to say, do not pass go. Don't build anything out. Don't put together sales packages until those three things are figured out. And when you really allow the courage to figure and drill down on these three points, you will be amazed how quickly people will find you, get what you do, and understand that they need you and hire you.
That's awesome. So your foundational program is?
My foundational program is the Results Map. So it's business and life strategies to get what you want. So really understanding what you want and what it's going to take to go after it. My secondary platform is the Grow Grid. So the Results Map, even though some people will come in specifically, so for example, you went to the Grow Grid Intensive, I always fold the Results Map learning in throughout everything that I teach to. I thread it through everything. And then I do have some specialty programs that are the results map only. But everyone, no matter what you are in front of me for, everyone gets results map stuff.
So yeah, I agree. Yes. I agree. And you have partners to serve those needs as well.
Yes. Oh my gosh, do I love my partners. I have to say, Grace, it's probably one of the best things from a business standpoint and a serving standpoint for my audience. It's one of the best and proud things that I have done. I've got a group of partners that, okay, so I'm the expert, I'm clear what I do, but I have, there's different things around that my audience needs. So they do need marketing, they do need social media, they do need emotional support, they do need business protection, they need all these things, right? They need branding. And so what I do is I bring, and I have assembled a collaborative training team that comes in and serves my audience, same core values, five-star level, and they serve my audience well and teach them all the other things that come with building an incredible personal brand. So they can be fully supported from A to Z. And I bring my training team with me just about in everything that I do. So it's really collaboration at its best, I would say. I love it. I agree.
Very well done, Kimberly Alexander. And you have been so generous. I know that you're excited to be on the podcast today and connect with the audience. The people who are listening are tuned into what is a personal brand? How do I make mine better? Or maybe I'm looking to shift to a different audience. And so perhaps the personal brand has to shift because your audience has shifted. And this is a place where they can come to learn more. And you've offered something very special to our listeners. Do you want to share what that is?
Yes. I'm so excited. So your attendees are the only people that I am offering this to, actually. It is a set of exercises, and it's called Find You, Get You, Need You. And remember I had mentioned, like, do not pass go until you figure this out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible, incredibly critical foundational elements to build out your personal brand to serve you well and support your programming and your growth. So the exercises are called Find You, Get You, Need You. We do not have a link just to easy download it because this is specifically just, Grace, for your podcast attendees. So what you can do is you can email Blake Alexander, and how you can reach him is Blake, B-L-A-K-E, at KimberlyAlexanderInc.com, and just put in the subject line all about that brand, and he will personally send you the Find You, Get You, Need You exercise, and that way you'll be tapped into our community and how we can serve you well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for providing that special offer. I'm super thrilled about it, and I know my audience will be talking about it on social. And do you have a favorite place that you like to connect with people on social?
Yes, Facebook. I'm a big fan of Facebook and LinkedIn as well.
Excellent. And they just search Kimberly Alexander.
Yes, it's all lowercase, all one word, Kimberly Alexander Inc. And they'll be able to find my fan page there.
Wonderful. 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 Well, I appreciate you, Miss Kimberly. Anything more that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I'll leave you with one closing thought is that, there's a science to building out a personal brand, and it's not just about a pretty website, and it's not just about offering great programming. I'm very passionate about this. It's really about serving outward. And so if you can really think about what your audience needs and how you need to show up for them and serve them well, your business will grow. And if you, anything that you create or anything that you put out in the world, let it breathe. So create it, put it out there, and let it breathe for a while. And learn and be okay to make adjustments and tweaks and be coachable, get feedback. Let people support you in your growth. And then create and put it out there and let it breathe again. Some of the best things I've done in my growth is just that, is to put it out there and let it breathe. We want to put so much in the world, but one step at a time, my friends, just one step at a time, and great things will happen for you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Kimberly Alexander, thank you so much for being here today and sharing all this great info on your results map and on the Grow Grid. And I look forward to catching up with you next year to see how life has been for you.
Oh, me and you both. And thank you so much, Grace, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful. Have a great weekend and look forward to talking to you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
If you'd like to learn more about personal branding and download a free ebook to get your first or next personal brand underway, head to allaboutthatbrand.com to learn more. I'm Grace Lanny. You're listening to the All About That Brand podcast, and have a fantastic weekend.
Because you know it's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand.
Are you a speaker who has an inspiring, insightful message that will help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? If the answer is yes, we invite you to become a pro member of the eWomen Speakers Network. We have over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. We're looking for speakers to share their wisdom and breakthrough ideas. Go to eWomenNetwork.com and join our Speakers Network. The benefits for pro speakers are incredible. Go to eWomenNetwork.com.
Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.